Views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Escambia County Public Information.
Morning 906. Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. Thanks for joining me this sunshiny morning. We'd love to hear from you in our text line. If you would like to request a link to get into the program that we are about to talk about, just request it at 437-1620 here on Pep Talk. So our expert this morning is new to the panel. I'm really excited to talk about this program. We have purchasing director Jeff Loving Good, one of the coolest names I've ever heard. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning to you as well. Thank you.
Well, I'm excited to hear about this program. Our very own Davis has sent you, our public information officer for Escambia County, Davis Wood sent you, who formerly worked here. We are always excited when Davis brings something to the table to share with us. So before we get into any of our discussion, tell me a little bit more, though, about what it means to be the purchasing director for our county here.
Well, it's a pretty big responsibility, and I have a lot of fun doing it, for that matter.
Is it like a shopping? You're like a shopper, a personal shopper
absolutely.
For our county?
Okay. People ask me, what do I buy? And I say, well, I buy everything from Band-Aids to bridges.
Oh, my
And
God.
If you need a fire truck, I have a connection, you know? So we buy all sorts of great things, and it's certainly not shopping at the local mall, but it is a lot of fun.
Oh my gosh, I love it so much. Yeah, there's probably some heaviness on your shoulders when it comes to following along a budget, I bet.
Yes, absolutely, and lots of rules and regulations. You know, we have county ordinance, we have state statute, and of course federal laws for some of these grant programs and things like that. So
right.
I am the guy that makes sure that all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed.
Okay. All right. Well, Jeff, with all that heaviness on your shoulders, we're going to put you under pressure today,
that's
too,
right.
And ask you some questions about the current vendor registry that's happening right now. I know there's a new software coming for the registry, right? Has it been approved yet?
We're coming to the board on the 23rd of March at the next board meeting. So we are hoping to make a conversion from the software we've been using, vendor registry, to a new software. We're very excited about it, but we're still utilizing vendor registry on the daily. In fact, I was talking with their support team just this morning before I came in. So vendor registry is still in effect. We do encourage all of our potential bidders to utilize that system. By doing so, when we do make the conversion, you'll be the first to get notified when the conversion happens. You'll be able to use a link and obtain a free registration with the new software.
Okay, that's excellent.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's just talk a little bit more. After we have the software conversion, are you looking for new vendors in the program? I know that the new way that you are going to, quote unquote, vet in vendors, that's changing just a little bit.
Yeah, we're trying to do something new with the county. One of the challenges that we've had in the past is that a standard formal solicitation can take anywhere from 90 to 120 days, possibly more. I can assure you that the broadband solicitation took longer than 120 days. Okay. But having said that, what we're trying to do is go through a qualification process where the solicitation is simply a request for qualifications. We're making sure that vendors have their capabilities into us. And then once they do that, we can select vendors based on those qualifications and go ahead and put a contract in place.
Okay.
Once we do that, any county department that needs to utilize that service can then utilize that vendor. And the great news is that we're going to have this available to vendors of all shapes and sizes.
Okay, excellent. All right, so I want to talk a little bit about the three tiers when it comes to your request for for qualifications,
yes.
Right?
Yes. And we call that an RFQ.
RFQ.
Yes.
Yes. You need a hat, though, as you sit there and interview. No, I'm just kidding. So the three tiers are actually really cool. Now, is this a new way to qualify people? Because it seems like it opens up more doors for opportunities for all businesses to take part in this.
It does. This is something that is new for us here in Escambia County, but is not new in the procurement world.
Okay.
It just takes a little extra effort, and sometimes mm-hmm. that's hard to make room for. But that's one of the things I've been tasked with, is trying to do business in a new way.
Well, I want to pause you real quick. So in that effort, will it go through the software? Will the software be doing the qualifications? Or do you personally and your team have to go through each application for vendors?
Every response will be reviewed by a human, including me. No AI
yet. They're not taking over us yet.
If I could figure out how to use it to write the solicitation, I would.
Okay.
But no, the review process, we're going to be working with our internal departments, such as facilities, engineering, our Parks and Recreation Department. These are the experts in the field for the things that they need. So when I ask for qualifications for a landscaping company to do mowing projects or planting or things of this nature.
Yeah, tree removal.
I'm not the guy that is going to be the one that says, oh, this company's good, this company's bad. I'm the guy that says, these guys did all their paperwork, you can review them, here's the pool of possible candidates, and now that department will use their expertise to make the selections from there.
Okay, excellent. And so that kind of circles us back around to the three tiers.
Yes.
Because let's go with tree removal, or, you know, because we have hurricanes here, and of
yes.
course, we know that after a storm, whether it's a hurricane or high winds, whatever it may be, some fall on our roads, and we have to get them cleaned up. So mm-hmm. we have a tree falls down, and you already have this system in place, like a Rolodex system, made up of these three tiers. So let's start with the first one, which is really cool. I forget who you said called it.
This is one of Commissioner May's favorite phrases, is a guy in a mower.
So sweet.
And, you know, it's really indicative of someone who is just out there hustling, trying to make things work for themselves, for their family. They're trying to get a business off the ground. You know, anyone that's showing that level of initiative, we want to make sure and encourage that behavior. And we want them to, if at all possible, be able to do business with the county.
And that is also in that level. Still, qualifications have to be there because, like you said, you're going to go through the checklist and make sure that the paperwork is there. So if somebody is listening right now, they're like, oh, my business is under that. It's just me and a couple of our my buddies. We started this business. We're looking to go big places, but we would love to have our names maybe
sure.
in the hat.
Absolutely. And all it really takes to do that is just to be registered with the state of Florida. You know, you have to be registered with the county to collect sales tax and,
that's right.
and things of that nature. So really, we're just looking for businesses that have the minimum qualifications or the minimum requirements met to do business in the state of Florida. Once a business does that, then it's really a matter of their personal qualifications and their field of expertise.
Okay.
And so that's how the selection will be made.
Okay. And on that note, too, I kind of want to bring up, you know, it can be, you know, possibly an Alabama, Georgia state based business, but they have to be qualified and registered
that's
to
a great,
work in Florida.
That's a great point. Thank you for making that. Because, yeah, we want to cast a wide net. We want to serve our local businesses.
Of
but
course.
Sometimes there are niche opportunities where there just aren't a lot of vendors that do that particular thing. And I'll give you an example of something that would be a niche product that wouldn't fit with this is, you know, we're going to need some beach towers here in the very near future. Not a whole lot of manufacturers for that.
Yeah,
so we're
going to
be looking around and that sort of thing. But when it comes to roofing or plumbing, electricians, mowing, landscaping, things like this, we have a ton of potential here in this area. And we want to make sure that we have every opportunity to serve the citizens
Okay, I love that. And so we need the unique, all of the types of businesses.
Hey, absolutely.
So we have our guy in a mower, thanks to Commissioner May, and then we have the small businesses, maybe some brick and mortar businesses that are here locally.
Yes, absolutely. So doing business with the county is a great way to build a foundation. And a lot of folks don't know about something that's called the Prompt Payment Act. The Prompt Payment Act actually makes it illegal for the county to not pay you if we have accepted your goods and services. And so while there may be times where we say, okay, well, this punch list needs to be fixed or whatever the case may be, in general, you're going to be paid within 45 days of an invoice. Now, for a small business that is paying their employees and things of this nature in advance, they've got to buy fuel for their mowers, they've got to buy a new chain for their chainsaw.
Yeah.
You know, that's a pretty cash-intensive business. Mm-hmm. But knowing that you're working with the county gives you that foundation that within 30 to 45 days of that invoice, you have to be paid. That's a great way to do business.
Oh, it's definitely some great accountability there as well. I love that. The Prompt Payment Act.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a Florida statute.
Oh, excellent. Okay. So Jeff Levingood is here this morning. Let me go ahead and rewind just a bit. 850-437-1620. Welcome to Pep Talk. I'm Jenna Barr. Okay. So I will pass on a couple of the questions here to Jeff before he leaves. I might not be able to mention a couple of these things on air, but I can also, let me go ahead and just patch on over the link. You can go to myascambia.com/purchasing, and that link will take you directly to the page. So much information right there, contact information, emailing, as well as, I believe, the address for the upcoming open house and ribbon cutting, which we will get to in just a minute.
Very
all right, Jeff?
Excited, yes.
Really cool opportunity. So let's get to the next here. We started with the guy in the mower and our small businesses, and then we have, quote unquote, open competition.
Yes.
Is that like, you know, we're going to like have like a medieval
it's
times?
It's not a battle royale or anything like that. It's not Fortnite, if you will, but we can do the T-pose if you want, okay?
dance-off.
That's exactly right. The open competition, the third tier, is really for larger projects that any company that has the capability, we want to have them under contract because some of the solicitations that we're doing are in the millions of dollars.
Okay.
And so, you know, a guy in a mower, as much as I would love to give them a $1 million project, that's too much of a burden to bear just because of the time frame that it would be required in. So sometimes we do need a large firm. Mm-hmm. And so we're really looking to have a tier that is specific to open competitions so that businesses of various shapes and sizes can take advantage of those opportunities as well.
Okay, I love that. All right, so we are just speeding on by with our time. It's 9:18 here at News Radio 92.3. I'm trying to text all of you back as we're going, so just hang tight with me. I promised to text you the link this morning. Like I told you, Jeff, we have business owners who listen, and they'll probably be interested in this.
I love it.
So it's an excellent opportunity, of course. So is vendor registry happening right now still, even though the new software isn't up? That was one of the questions, and I forgot to even ask that. Okay.
Absolutely. And that's a great question. So we are going through hopefully we'll be going through a conversion to a new software package. But right now, we are still utilizing vendor registry in full. And I encourage any vendor that is interested in potentially doing business with the county, go ahead and get on vendor registry. Use our website at myascambia.com/purchasing. Go there. On the left navigation, you'll see vendor registration. It's free. You do not have to give a blood type or anything like that. So it's a fairly simple process, but it is all web-based and you can register. And then once we do have the official word that we're moving forward with the new software, we'll be converting all the data that's in our current software system, vendor registry, and we'll be moving it over. So if someone is registered in vendor registry, when that conversion happens, they're going to get an email from us saying, hey, we've switched over to the new software, and if you'd like to accept this free registration, click here.
Okay. Hey, and I mean, we would run out of time just getting through just some of the eligible goods and services that could be provided. There's a lot. So if you think you're going to be left out, you're still invited to the party.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's talk about some of the specialties. You say you're going to be targeting about 5 or so specialties a month. What do you mean by that?
So right out of the gate in May, we're going to be issuing a solicitation requesting qualifications from plumbers, roofers, general contractors, and maybe even some fencing and some concrete. and so we'll be reaching out to vendors that can potentially do those types of services. And I want to take a quick moment and talk about when you do register, because it does tie back into that. If someone is a concrete provider or a concrete company, you may go into vendor registry and sign up for information related to concrete. Okay, that's great. But what if I need a driveway?
Oh, okay.
You got to use all the different words and all the different ways of saying concrete when you register.
Okay.
You have to think of all the different ways you can say what it is you do. Do you do curbs? Do you do gutters? Do you do driveways? Do you do foundations? Do you do who knows what? If I search for a particular word, I want to find all the vendors that serve that process.
Okay.
And so if I'm looking for a plumber, are you commercial? Are you residential? Do you do sewer pipes? Do you, you know, what are all the different things that you do? Because when I am not a expert in the area, but when I'm looking for a service, I'm thinking of the most general ways of asking for what I want.
Okay.
And then I go into vendor registry and say, okay, who does driveways?
Mm-hmm. I think that gives you like even more of a variety to choose from as well. Or
absolutely.
If it's a job and you need all of the qualifications there too, you can see that that business does all of them.
Absolutely. And, you know, I look at any kind of software, whether it's vendor registry or any procurement software. When a vendor's registered there, and I have a solicitation to issue, me issuing that solicitation is kind of like me shouting from the rooftops, I need a vendor.
Yeah.
I need a vendor.
Help.
And if
SOS.
You've,
no.
If you've signed, exactly. And so if you've signed up to be a vendor for that particular good and service, then I'm going to see your email and you will automatically be notified when I have that good or service. So this is not something about, oh, well, I do concrete. I put in concrete and they haven't reached out to me. Okay. It takes a little more effort than that on both our parts.
Pausing for a second to get to a question. Question for Jeff. Yes, Jeff Lovingood is here this morning. He is the purchasing director for our Escambia County here in Northwest Florida. Once your name is in the vendor registration and you need a job done, do you do bids after that?
Yes. So there's two different methods. And it's very good to know how the county operates. My purchasing department, we only handle solicitations where the expected cost of the job is $50,000 and up. So there are specific rules and regulations that we have to follow for what we would call a formal solicitation. Now, anything that's below $50,000, departments have access to that funding themselves, and they can do they can request the work themselves. They just have to get 3 quotes. And so they'll go through the same process that I do in looking for someone that does concrete or landscaping or whatever the case may be. They go through that same process. They find the same vendors that I do in the system, and then they can issue those request for quotes directly through that system.
Okay, excellent. Thank you for answering that question, and thank you for dropping that question into our text line.
Very good question.
Yeah, thank you. I like that. We can't think of all the things. We've got a lot going on back here, okay? So help us out. No, that's why it's the expert panel. You're a part of it. 850-437-1620. Lots of requests for the link here, Jeff, so you're going to be busy in a few hours.
I love it.
Okay, so we talked a little bit about the hopeful, possible, most likely new software conversion happening. Right now, there is still a link up. It will actually be at our website, newsradio923.com, here shortly at our podcast section under Pensacola Expert Panel. That way you can follow that link. And I'm also listing all of the various areas that they're looking for. So that's
yes.
going to be there as well. So we've also talked about the 3 tiers who qualify for vendor registration, targeting five or so specialties a month, from plumbing and roofing to general contractors. I know right now the countdown, you probably see it in your office too, the countdown is on to hurricane season.
Yes. And don't cuss at me like that, please.
I know. It's a four-letter word here in Florida. Yes. But let's talk about some future solicitations that are also being included. One I see right here that I would have never thought of, pressure washing.
Yes, absolutely.
I love pressure washing, first of all. So if I can try to start my guy in a mower business,
yeah,
I want to be a part of it.
There you go. Yeah, you know what? Pressure washing is funny. It kind of triggers my OCD a little bit. I got to get every little speck that I can.
Yes, you're talking my language.
Yeah. It'll be the most sparkling driveway you've ever seen.
I love it.
We really are open to all different kinds of things. And because this is a county service, we really do everything between Band-Aids and bridges,
yeah.
You know, and that's kind of why I use that description, because who knows what we'll need to do. I never thought a year ago that I would be doing something countywide for broadband, or, mm-hmm. you know, the first time I bought a fire truck was a big deal. You know, just personally, that's fun. I have a healthy curiosity about things. I like to know how things work. I'm the guy that if something's broken, I'll take it apart because I can't break it any worse.
That's true.
You know, I got to replace it anyway. So having a good understanding of how all these things work is just a lot of fun for us and my team.
Oh, absolutely. And I just love, if you go to myescambia.com/purchasing and get to look at the list, or if you see it on the Pensacola Expert Panel podcast page, you will not be left out if you are a smaller business. You have everything from food and nutrition to sports to electronics to climate control, yeah. Janitorial. I'm just moving all over the place. Vehicle parts and services. Yeah, because trucks break in Escambia County.
Yes.
Y'all have trucks that
yes.
move around and
yes,
have to get
do.
Stuff done.
We have a great Public Works department
yeah.
that keeps us on the road.
And we need it to stay on the road too. So don't feel like you might be left out. There's something for everyone here. But coming up, because I don't want to run out of time. It's 9:27 here on Pep Talk. Good morning. If you're just tuning in, I have Jeff Lovinggood, who is the purchasing director for Escambia County. He's here to invite you to get registered. Vendor registration is happening right now, even though the new software is not ready yet, waiting for that board approval March 23rd. You'll be vetted right into that software, by the way. But if you are a local business or you have a friend who has that smaller or quote-unquote guy and a mower business, you have that friend who's just starting out and you're like, hey, this would be great for them, pass it along. Let them know.
Absolutely.
This is excellent, not only for the county to get the best of the best, but for our business owners to get that business, to keep going. Florida has just continued to show that we are rappelling into the future when it comes to showing we can keep showing up for one another and having businesses grow. So let's keep that going. And you can be a part of it by coming out to the open house and the ribbon cutting ceremony. This is happening March 22nd at the Office of Purchasing, which is 213 Palafox Place downtown on the second floor, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. What can we expect at the open house?
That is going to be a day where me and my team are making our sales available to not only potential vendors, but just citizens who want to understand how the process works a little better. We have not had an open house in the 6 years that I've been there.
Oh.
And so this is something that, again, not a new concept, but definitely new for us. We're just trying to meet people where they are and meet them wherever we can. And just kind of remove the mystique a little bit about doing business with the county. I know that sometimes if somebody sees a formal solicitation, you know, it's 30 pages. Listen, my eyes glaze over too, okay? But I can show the tricks and tips on what you need to focus on and things of that nature. And the good news is that by having an open house, I can talk about anything purchasing related. If I have a solicitation on the street for landscaping and you're a mower, I can't talk to you about that solicitation. That could be collusion. Okay. So it's very important to know that I am fully available to you to talk about anything as long as I'm not talking about a specific solicitation because there are rules and regulations I have to follow.
Okay. I got it. So this is an excellent opportunity to get down there and almost like a networking opportunity, really.
Huge. I think that's networking cool. opportunity. And like I say, our whole staff will be there. We are all making ourselves available from 9 to 4. So we're really looking forward to meeting everyone that we could possibly meet that day.
Excellent. Well, Jeff, thank you for meeting me this morning here
thank
on Pep
you so
Talk
much.
And sharing this. It will be up on our podcast page shortly, newsradio923.com. Thanks again.
Thank you for
Can't
having
wait.
Me.